So where it says Tana,
Mashen Kein Batera.
By the Torah talk, it's not that way. You can't have two people learning the same Torah at the same time. You only have one person learning it. Tana Rabbonim, learned like this. By Torah, by reading the Torah, Echad Kara V'Echad Matargim. You'll have to have one person read it, and then he stops, and lets somebody else interpret it, that they should understand what they read. Should not have one person reading it, and two people be matagmim. That's also no good. So Rashi says, of course you should not have two people reading it together. The time, what's the reason? Hearing from two voices don't come out the same way. You can't understand it so good from two people at the same time. So you should only hear it from one. Over Novi, what do I want to read after the Novi? Echad Kuro Shnayim Matargim. They already could have two people be Matargimit. Over Vachla Yeshnayim Kurim. But you should not have two people reading the after together. Or Shnayim Matargim. That you shouldn't have two and two. Mashenka in one reading and then two Matargim, that's alright. So Rashi says, Shatargim Ein Vel Lashmil Anoshim. V'yam Orat Shayna Makirim Blosh Nakurdish. V'yatargim Ulaz.
The said the Targum was that the people don't understand should understand now. So by the Torah, we're marked, but they should understand it very good. We want them to listen good. So there you shouldn't have two people saying it together, you can't hear it so good. Mashenkein, by the Novi, there it's not that important, so we don't care if they don't understand it that good. So there, the locher is, you can have two people reading it at the same time. Well, the halal of the Megillah, Mashenke, my Krias Halal, and my Krias Megillah, Afilu Asara Kurin, the Asara Matagmim, it's kosher. Like the Mishnah says, you can have two people reading the Megillah together. My time, and what's the reason? The Khuri, you have to ask something, just like the Krias HaTorah, you can't have two people doing it together, you don't hear it so good, so the Khuri Mikra Megillah also, as person and S, we should have to have one person, not two. Moritz says, no, Kiva, Nechaviva, Yodva, Datayu, Vishmiya. His Mikra Megillah is something special. Since it's a special Indian of Pirsa Manes, we know in Purim, we say the Megillah, everybody loves the Megillah, it's the Chavivas, it's a love to the people, everybody puts their mind to listen to it. So therefore, it's much easier to listen to the Megillah. Something special, it's love, it's Chavivas to the people. Therefore, you can have two people reading it. Mashenka, the Kriya Satara, can say that it doesn't have that much Chavivas to it, so therefore, they were afraid if you have two people reading it, you won't understand it too good. Mashenka, by place, Halel. And Mikra Megillah, that's called Chavav to the people, so it's enough, they'll listen even with two people reading it together. Yeah, all right, stop here. Yeah, Chofala from a base. The top two dots. Mokem Shinogu Lavorach Yivorach. When the minig is to make a bracha by the Megillah, you make a bracha. Omer Abaye Loishonu Eloliachreo. It's only a question if there's a minig or not by the bracha achreino we make after the Megillah. Avulafoneho, but the bracha we make before we read the Megillah, mitzvah Lavorach. Not everybody holds there's a mitzvah to make the bracha before we start the Megillah. The Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Kol ha-mitzvah is kula nevorach alein oivolas yosin. Every time we have a mitzvah, we have to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. And bat mikra megillah is called a mitzvah midrabonin, therefore we have to make a bracha before we do the mitzvah. Verse says, my mashma d'hai oiver lishna d'yachtumihu, at the loshen of kol ha-mitzvah is kula nevorach alein oivolas yosin. A loshen of oiver. How do we know the word oiver means before? Like we say now, you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Is Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amakro from a posik that says Vayoretz Achimoetz Derech Hakikam Vayaver Es Hakushi. He ran fast, so fast that he beat the Hakushi. You see, Vayaver means he went fast. He went in front of him. So you also, when this Maimer, the Chazal say that Umavorach Aleim Oivel Asiyos, and Oivel means before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. Abayirom and Mehochov in this posik Vuovar Lifneim. He went in front of them. Also, ofar means going in front. So the bracha has to be done before you do the mitzvah. Another pshat is from this posik. The posik says, "Vayavar malkom lefneim, v'Hashem baroshem lefneho, v'Hashem baroshem." It says also, "Vayavar went in front of them." So, mashmir, "Vayavar" always means going in front. So, in the Chazal, when the Gemara says, "Kol ha-mitzvos V'varach alein oiva lasi yosan. Oiva means before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. So therefore, pshita by mikra megillah, you have to make a bracha before you start reading the megillah. For the Gemara Maim Mevorach, what is the bracha you should make before you read the megillah? Rav Sheshas Mikatazio Ikloi Lekaimad Ravashi. He went down, Rashi says the name of a place, Mokam. He went down in front of Ravashi. Ubarach, and he made a bracha Mem Nunches. What does that mean? Rashi says, Al Mikra Megillah. That's what we do. We make three brachas before we start the Megillah. You say, Al Mikra Megillah, it's the Mem, Al Anisim, Shos Anisim, the second, and Shechiyonu. So the moral of the Achareo, when you have the minig to make the bracha afterwards, what bracha do we make after the Megillah? Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Hakel Harav Es Rivenu, Ba'adan Es Dineinu, V'yanoikim Es Nikmasenu, that Hashem fights for us, takes Nekama for us, take revenge for us. V'yanifrulonu Mitzureinu, Hashem pays back to all our enemies. V'yal Shalom Gemul L'choloi V'nafshenu, whoever starts up with us, Hashem pays them back. Baruch Atu Hashem, Hanirpo L'Yisroel Mikol Tzureyim, that Hashem heals us from all our enemies. Rav Ram Rav says we should end off Hakel HaMashiach. You have to also say, Hakel HaMashiach, Hashem is the one that saves us. And Amar Rav Papa, therefore, Rav Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, Nimrinu L'Tavayu. We should say both of them in the bracha. Like we do, how do we say? Bracha to Hashem, Hanifra Li Yisrael Mikol Tzareyem, Hakel HaMashiach. Hashem is the one that heals us, or pays back to the Jews from all the enemies, and Hakel HaMashiach, Hashem is the one that saves us. That's the bracha we make le'achar, after the Kriyas HaMegillah, we make this bracha. Then the Mishnah said, Ba'asheni u'b'chamishi u'b'shabbos b'mincha k'irin shlesha. This is at the Kornes Ezra, that we read the Sefer Torah, read this, the Torah on Monday and Thursday. Hudin is at the corner on Shabbos by Mincha. We read the Sefer Torah. So it says k'irin shlesha, that you can only give three aliyas, not more and not less. The Gemara Hani shlesha k'neged me. First step is, how come we have three? Is Omer Avasi Kineget Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. The reason why we give three aliyas is a remes to the union of Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. Rav Roma Kineget Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim. There are three parts of Klai Yisrael, so we say three aliyas Kineget Akoin Levi'im Yisrael. So the Mori Elohod Toni Rav Simi. That's what Rav Simi said. Ein Toichsin Miyutsukim. The Beis HaKnesses. Whenever we read the Torah, like on a Monday or Thursday, or on Mincha or Shabbos, you have to read at least 10 psukim. And Vayadaber Oilu Min HaMinyin. You should know, whenever it says like Rashi, Vayadaber Hashem HaMoshe Leimor, that pasuk is also called one of the 10 psukim. Rashi says, Afa Pi Shein Lumad Nimeru Klum. Even though we don't learn anything out from the pasuk, still it's called one of the 10 psukim. So Gemara says, Hani Asara Kineged Mi. How come there's a takona that we have to read at least 10 psukim? Why 10 psukim? Is Amr Bishur ben Levi, Kineged Asara Batlonim Shem Beis HaKnesses. It's Kineged the 10 Batlonim that are in the Beis HaKnesses. If we have before an ear, it can only be called an ear if there are 10 Batlonim, which means 10 people, like Kollel people, that are there always to do mitzvahs, that they're to make a minyan, that they're to learn. You have to have 10 people in this city to be roid, to be freed, always to do mitzvahs. If Mishum Nasar Batlon, they give the ear a shame city, we make 10 psukim. Rav Yosef Omar Kineged Aseres HaDibros. The Torah is 10 Dibros, that's why we read at least 10 psukim. Shenemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai. Rav Levi Yomar Kineged Aser Hilulim, Shema Dov B'Sefer Tehillim. The 10 Hilulim. That's a shiloh, we have gears all together. We take it on, Pasha, we don't have this gears here. As we said on the side also, that the Rav Alphys, the Riff and the Rosh, doesn't have this gears. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Taka says there, brings down, that he lulim them too heavy. There are a lot of hilulim, not only 10. Screw this gears we shouldn't have. For Rabbi Yechonin Omar, Kineged Asara Mamorish Shebem Nivroilim. Kineged the Asara Mamorish that Hashem created the world. There were 10 like dibros that Hashem said during the Sheshes Shemei Breshes. For the Gemara Hayninu, what are they? The Gemara Vayoyme Dibreshes, yeah, Vayoyme Dibreshes, that it says in the first Pasha, it says 10 times the word Vayoymer, that's called the Asara Mamoris. For the Gemara, Haini Tishavi, there are only 9 Mamoros. It doesn't say ten times the word Vayomer. It only says 9 times in the first few Psukim in Sheshishim Ebreshis. So Marin says, Bereshis Nami Maimeru. The first word of Bereshis Borolakim, that's also like a Maimer. The Echsiv, what the Pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shemayin Nasu, of Ruach Piv Kotzavon, that Hashem created everything, Bidvar Hashem. So Mel Bereshis also means Bidvar Hashem. It's like saying, the Hashem Diver. That's Bereshis. So there are 10 Mamoris in the Sheshishim Ebreshis. That's why we have 10 psukim. Rashi Bereshis Nami Ti Mishtoi Ba Shemayim Mavoret Tichsiv Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Ruach Kiv Kotzavam Maimru Rashi Afu But Maimanivru. It's also called, it was created with a Maimur. Therefore, considered there are 10 Mamorim the world was created with. That's why we read 10 psukim. Omar Rova Rishoin Shekora Dalid Meshubach. So what we're coming out now is we have 3 Aliyahs and we have 10 psukim. So how do you divide it up? The Chori, you have to divide it up. There are 2 get 3, and 1 gets 4. So the question is, which Aliyah should read the 4 psukim? So Gemara says, any one you do is good. Amar Rava, Rishon Shekara Dalet Meshubach. You have the one that gets Kari in the first Aliyah, if you give him the 4 psukim, that's very good. It's Meshubach. Sheini Shekara Dalet Meshubach. If you give the second one to read 4 psukim, and the first one to read, that's also good. Shalishi Shakura Dalin, if you give the third Aliyah, you let him read 4 psukim, it's also Meshuvach. It's either one you let the reader 4 is good. What's the svar? Why? Rishon Shakura Dalin Meshuvach, the Tanan, we learned. Bishalosh Kupois, Shel Shalosh Soyin, Sheben Turin Esalishka. When you used to make the Machzah Shekel, you used to bring to the Beis Hamikdash, they used to have 3 different kupas, 3 different baskets, that they would collect the Machzah Shekel, and from that they would take out the Truma to bring the Karbonis. Now, in these 3 different baskets, for Yekosav Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel, they would write 1 Aleph, the second one Beis, the second one a Gimel. Leidezem Yem Nitram Rishon, to know which one was the Machzah Shekel brought first, which one did they fill up first. La'akir Mimenu Rishon, to bring the Karbonis from that one first. Why? She Mitzvah Berishon, because there's a Mitzvah to buy the Karbonis from the first Kupa that was filled up. So the kids, you see, there's an Indian to give the first one Chashivas. So therefore, to let the first one reach for Psukim, that's okay. And Tsoyi Shekora Bor Meshuvach. If the middle one that reads for Psukim, that's also Meshuvach, that's also good. The Tanya would not like this. It says in the Pasuk, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. Yiru, that the menorahs, the 7 menorahs, were facing towards the middle. Melamed Shemitzadeh Pneim Kal Pnei HaMaravi. On the 2 sides, the 3 on each side was facing towards the middle, near HaMaravi. And the Nehemar Rovi, the middle one, that was facing towards the Shechina. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Mikan Shem Tzoy Meshubach. The middle one is Meshubach. Seriously, you have a question, which Aliyah? To let him read the 4 Psukim, you can let the middle one read the 4 Psukim. Vayit the Biachra of Shekor Abo, and even if it comes out that the first 2 only read 3 Psukim, and the third one is reading 4 Psukim, that's also okay. Why? Mishumalin Vakodish Vloy Meridin. The Sephardis say, Malin always goes upwards and don't go downwards. So if you give 3, 3, and 4, that's good, you're going upwards. But if you give first 4 and then down to 3, that's not so nice. So the kids say there are Sephardis, each one, so which any one you do is good. Rav Papa Ikloyla Veiknishta the Abba Goyver. The Korah Rishon Arba, that he let the first one, the God Kayin, he read 4 Psukim. The Shavchu Rav Papa was Meshabeachim. That's also good. So Toshi, since the Gemara brings down this Maisa, it's Mashma that you should let the first one reach for Psukim. But the Maisa is brought down, any one you do is good. Like otherwise, what are you bringing down the Maisa for? Like we already learned that any one is good, so what are you telling me a Chiddush with this Maisa? Like if it's telling you that Loch is like this, it would be good. But the Maisa doesn't, the Loch is not like this. Loch is any one you want, you could have 4 Psukim. Right, on the Maisa, our meaning is we lay until Sheni anyway. So about we always lay until Sheni, usually is more than 10 Psukim anyway. So you divide it up equally, usually more than 3 aliyahs anyway. 3 psukim. Right. And poichsim yen ve'masifin. On a Monday, a Thursday, or mincha, you can't give more than 3 and less than 3. Torna, te poichsech mevorach. The first one that opens up, gets coin, makes a bracha. Lefoneh, he makes lasher bracha bonu. Ve'yachoysim, whoever ends off, the third one, mevorach lachreh, he makes the bracha achreina. That was the minig b'mokom chazal, that the first one made the first bracha, and the last one made the last bracha. So the more of idna, but today, the kula mevorchi, today that the corner is, everyone that gets an aliyah makes a bracha, lefuneh lachreh, like we do, we make a bracha, v'shen a bracha achreina. Hai no time of the tkinu rabbonim, why would the rabbonim asak and everyone makes his own bracha? It's exeri m'shema nechnosim, because we're afraid somebody will come into shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. And if the middle people don't make a bracha, he'll think they're not making a bracha before the Kriya. He won't realize they already made the bracha beforehand. Or else the Mishum HaYetzin. If you say that they don't make the bracha achrona, only the last one, we're afraid some people will leave shul early, before the last aliyah, and they won't see the way they make a bracha achrona. So they'll think you don't have to make a bracha achrona. Shamishum there, our tekonim is now like we do, whoever gets an aliyah always makes a bracha rishona, then a bracha achrona. We have four aliyahs. Boy minayula ba rav merava. Pashas Rosh Chodesh. Ketzad. How do we read the Pashas of Rosh Chodesh? We're saying when it comes out of Rosh Chodesh, you have to give four aliyahs. How do we read it? We know the Pashas of Rosh Chodesh is Savas B'nai Yisrael, over Yom HaShabbos of Rosh Chodeshim. Those are the Pashas we read for Rosh Chodesh. So how do you do it? That's first pasha, the Korban HaTomen has eight psukim in it. How should we do it? Hechi Nevin. Nikri Trei, should we let two of them get Tlosa Tlosa, psukim? Let the first two aliyahs, Kohen and Levi, read three and three. So how many have left over? Two. Pasha Lu Trei, there'll be two psukim left over. The klal is, V'yei Mishariyim Pasha Pachas Mishloisha Psukim. You can't end off near the end of a Pasha and leave over less than three Psukim. You have to at least leave over three Psukim. See, you can't stop after and leave over the two Psukim. We'll see later, it's a gzera. The people that go out of Shul will think that the next Aliyah is only going to have these two Psukim. So I think you could give an Aliyah two Psukim, it's not true. Therefore, when you end, you can't end that there's only two Psukim left in the Pasha. You have to make sure you have at least three Psukim left over. So what can you do here? Elamai, the other answer is, Nikri Arbu Arbu, divide up it equally. Let Koyin get four psukim, and Levi gets four psukim. You go to the end of this Pasha. So if you do like that, you're taking care of two aliyahs good. Of a Pasha Lo Shiva, but then we have another seven psukim to read for the next two aliyahs. Why? Over Yom HaShabbos that we read heavy train, that's two train, that's two psukim. Over Yom HaShabbos has two psukim to it. Over Rosh Echot Sheichem, heaven Chamisha. And in the next pasha of Rosh Chodeshim that we lay has seven, has five psukim. So together we have seven psukim. But we have to divide it up between two aliyahs now. We already gave two aliyahs to Tzavos B'nai Yisrael. So how do we divide up now these seven psukim to aliyahs? Hechinevin. Nikri Trei Mehai V'chad Mihanach. Like let the one that gets Shlishi now read over Yom HaShabbos and also the first pasuk of Rosh Chodeshim. The klal is not a source of no good. The klal is